practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered together around the radio for another edition of the Voice of Faith radio program originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together to focus on the things of the Lord on this Lord's Day, to honor our Lord and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're going to begin the program today with a song that's simply entitled, There Is a Higher Throne.
Will one day come.
Well, it truly is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning as we focus on the things of the Lord. And I trust that you are planning and going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. If you are in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area and you don't have a church to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we have Sunday school at 9:30 this morning. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is tonight at 6 o'clock. And since it is the first Sunday of the month, we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. And so we would invite you to come on out and visit us. If we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our desire is for you to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and then grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. And so if we can help you in doing that, get in contact with us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org, or you can always go to our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. And if you have a prayer request or a question about the Bible, or if there is any way that we can help you understand the plan of salvation to a greater degree and trust Christ as your Savior and grow in your spiritual walk with the Lord, we would love to do that. Again, our contact information is our phone number, 814-944-2894, our email, fbc@fbcaltoona.org, and our web address is fbcaltoona.org. I want to remind you that on the dates of Sunday, October the 25th, through Friday, October the 30th, we are going to be having what we're calling a prelude to the 100th anniversary of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. You know, we were going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Bible Conference last August, but COVID set in and we could not do it. And we just did not want the year to go by without giving God the glory for what he has done through the Bible Conference. Our theme will be, If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Can the Righteous Do? And our messages will be given by Dr. Dave Kistler and Dr. Wendell Calder. Now, how can you join us? Well, you can join us live in person at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, or you can view live or archived on the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference Facebook page, or you can listen live on WJSM 92.FM. on your dial or at WJSM.com. And we'd love for you to join us. And if you have any questions about the Bible Conference and a prelude to the 100th anniversary, Sunday, October 25th through Friday, October 30th, give us a call, 814-944-2894. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio today. And truly, it is my prayer that everyone under the sound of my voice right now has a personal relationship with you through faith in your dear Son, Jesus Christ. And if there is even one who is not yet born again, it is my prayer that today would be the time of salvation for them. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to worship you and to have a relationship with you through Christ that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And I pray that this program will indeed enable us to do that. Be pleased through that which we do here today. We have a plan for the program, but you have a purpose for the program, and it is my prayer that your purpose will be fulfilled, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let's listen to a piano solo with the song, and I love this song, He Hideth My Soul.
Thank you.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, and I would like to read verses 11 through 13, where the Word of God says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. And now, before I deliver a message from Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, entitled "Our Eternal Security," let's listen to a song that's entitled, "Oh Glorious Love."
In my darkness, Jesus found me, touched my eyes and made me see. Broke since chains that long had bound me, gave me life and liberty. Oh, glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. Oh, amazing truth to ponder, that he whom angel hosts attend, God's Son, what wonder, he became this sinner's friend. Oh, glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. My song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. And praise him for his glorious love. Let's praise him for his glorious love.
Amen. And we should praise the Lord for his glorious love. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 that God commendeth or demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. In the book of Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, we have what I believe is a very clear teaching on the eternal security of the believer. It's a very short verse of Scripture, but it says a lot about the security of our salvation, and I would like for us to focus on that for a few minutes here this morning. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25 says this, "Wherefore he," that is Christ, "is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." I would like to repeat that verse again, because I know that some of you do not have the opportunity to read it in your Bible because you're driving down the highway or you're getting ready there at the house to go to church and you can't necessarily read. So let me read it for you again and listen to this carefully, because this verse is filled with a good number of great spiritual golden nuggets. Listen to it. Wherefore he, that is Christ, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. One of the things that many people struggle with is the concept of eternal security. And eternal security is the fact that once an individual truly trusts Jesus Christ alone as personal Savior, then that eternal life is theirs forever and ever, and they cannot lose their salvation. And there are many people who think that you can lose your salvation. But, beloved, that's not taught in the Word of God. The Bible teaches us that salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone, not by any works that we might do, not by any religious activity that we might involve ourselves with, such as baptism or partaking of the communion or whatever the case. And since we are saved by Jesus Christ, as long as Jesus Christ lives, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we will have the life of Christ in us, and that is eternal security. And we see that borne out for us in this verse. First of all, you'll note the person of salvation. It says, wherefore he is able. Again, that he is speaking in reference to Jesus Christ as the superior priest. And when you read down through Hebrews chapter 7, you'll see that it is talking about the priesthood of Melchizedek, as well as has reference to other Old Testament priests. But Jesus Christ is a far better priest than any Old Testament priest or Melchizedek, because he is the ultimate priest, the perfect priest, and that's Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ, the perfect priest, who offered the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the people of the world on the cross, is the person of salvation. The second thing we see here is the performance of salvation, where it says, wherefore, he is able also to save. He is able also to save. That again is speaking of Jesus Christ as the perfect Savior. And Jesus Christ is able to save simply because he is the perfect Savior who gave the perfect sacrifice of himself on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. When Jesus died on that cross, nobody killed him. Nobody took his life from him. He voluntarily went to the cross and shed his blood. And the Bible teaches us in 1 John 1:7 that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, that is God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. Whatever the sin may be that a person has, when they come to Jesus Christ, all of that sin is cleansed, and there is the forgiveness of sin through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And that's why he is able to save, because he's the only one who died, he's the only one who shed his blood for the sins of the world, and he's the only one who resurrected again from the grave to give eternal life to those who call upon his name. Thirdly, we see the preservation of our salvation, the preservation of our salvation. It says in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, to save them to the uttermost. That word uttermost is very significant. It has a twofold consideration. Number one, it involves the concept of completion, and it involves the concept of eternality. In other words, what it is teaching us is this, that the work of Jesus Christ on the cross provided complete salvation. You will remember that when he was on the cross, he said at one point, "It is finished." That meant that the work of redemption was done through his work on that cross and then through his work on the resurrection. You see, we do not need to add anything to what Jesus Christ did for us to be saved. He has completed the concept of redemption. And then, that redemption that we have through faith in Christ is eternal. He is able to save us or to continue to save us to the uttermost, to the uttermost. That means throughout all of eternity. We have salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, and we will never lose that salvation simply because of the fact that we are secure in Him. The next thing we see here is the process of salvation. Look at it again, Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore, He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. That come unto God by Him. The only way to have a relationship with God is through faith in Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If a person wants to be saved, if a person wants to have the forgiveness of sin, it's not going to come through church membership. It's not going to come through baptism. It's not going to come through good works. It is going to come through faith in Jesus Christ alone, because only Christ provided the way of salvation through His shed blood on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. The only way you or I or anyone else can have a relationship with God to the point that we call Him our Heavenly Father is to trust Christ alone as Savior. The final thing we see in this text is the permanence of salvation. The permanence of salvation. Again, look at the verse. Wherefore, He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He ever lives to make intercession for those who are saved. That teaches us, number one, that Jesus Christ lives forever. He will never die again. And as He lives forever, and as He is seated on the right hand of the throne of God in heaven, Jesus makes intercession forever for all of those who know Him, for all of those who've trusted Him as their personal Savior. That's not the fact that Jesus Christ is pleading before God the Father to keep us saved. No, that's not what it's teaching. But it is teaching us that through salvation, we are in Christ, and therefore Christ represents all believers in heaven before Almighty God. The fact of the matter is, as long as Christ lives, and He will live forever, and as long as He represents us as believers in heaven, and He will do that forever, then our salvation is eternally secure. I'm thankful for the eternal security that I have in Jesus Christ. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon Him right now and be saved. Ask Him to save you, and He will. He will forgive you of your sin and give you eternal life. And if you make that decision to trust Christ as Savior, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we'll be delighted to send you some information that will help you to get started right in the things of the Lord. Thank you for joining us, and until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.